schon.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
We have to wait till it's exactly 6 o'clock. And I can't believe I made it.
All right, I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on today, day 224-26, to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, my name is Cristian Barrion. To my left, I have
April Mensch. Sorry.
And to my right, I have
Chris Hooper. Apologies for my cold.
Judith Perez Siegel.
All right, and then I have from Liaison
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
And our secretary
Allison Acosta.
And from Planning
Brady Bernhardt, Conference of Planning.
All right, this is part of this public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda's item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about this item with its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public, pre-listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front over here and state your name, your address, and spell your last name for the record. If any of the members of this council wish to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chairperson of the board and the council by a majority vote. Now we're going to move to the approval of the minutes of the last meeting, which was on 2/10/2026. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, that motion passes. Now we move to approve the agenda of today. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, this motion passes. Now we have informational items.
No informational items,
all right. And now we move to the planning zoning portion of this agenda, and now we're going to go for the first item, which is WS-26-0034, Celine Dawn Paula and Jadira Centeno. Yeah, if you want to step over here to the fountain. The same thing, say your name, spell your last name, and your address for the record.
My name is Paula Centeno. My address is 24.2 Paladera Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121.
Go ahead.
I have made the plans and requesting the approval for the carport structure in my house. And I have some documents, letters, photos, and pictures. And the children.
Yeah, you can bring them over here. Mm-hmm.
The letter, we have those. I went over there last time, and it's kind of like close to the street, and this is the sidewalk,
so it's like really close to the sidewalk.
So you can't have a conversation yet until she's finished presenting.
Sorry.
Here's the pictures.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I don't know if you want to make that, show that to the public.
Yeah.
Can we pass them around? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can pass them around. You can put them up.
Interesting. I can't tell you what I think.
Yeah, she's been waiting for that. Yeah, because she didn't do the consultation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That's pretty much all you have to say?
Yeah, well, that's what I have.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, because I'm not open to the general public, so before I do that, I want to make sure you said everything you
yes,
wanted to
that's
say.
Yes, all the documents that I have with you.
Okay. So now open it to the general public if anybody has any questions. Nope. All right. Any member of the board has any questions?
Yes. When was this constructed?
It was 2019, I guess.
You constructed, did you construct this when you were on property?
When I was on the property.
So was this constructed, did you construct this as the owner of the property or did you purchase the property and this was already on the property?
Well, I bought the property first, and then I looked for a company to construct it.
Okay. Did you get permits for this?
Well, that's a good thing. That's, I just found out I didn't. I mean, I looked for a company, and I paid them for everything. They say everything was. They did a charge for it, and they say, you know, just they explain it. But I didn't know how it is. It was. So I just found out when I got the letter from the city that the permit wasn't requested. So they just did it by like that. And I didn't know. It's the first time now I know.
It covers your cars.
Yes,
right,
it's for
the,
yeah.
For the heat.
Yes,
so.
For the heat, yes, because I have two kids and then I bought in that time well, was actually my second car that I was buying, Alexis. I was very happy with the car, and they say, you know, it would be better if you have a carport, or because my garage, I use it for my kids. They do sport over there, like a gym, a home. So it was, for me, I think it was better to do a carport. So I was looking on internet for a company. I found out some of them, and they one of them, they told me, you know, I'm going to do a permit, do everything. Lego.
So, what was the company that you used?
Well, I don't have the name of them because I was like 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I threw away all the documents and I tried to contact them and the phone is off, so no service. So, I don't know where they are.
It's nicely done. I have a question for planning. Is it because of the codes that we have with the setbacks?
Yes.
Is that why you recommend denial?
Right. So anytime we have a situation where a structure is built without a permit and we find out about it, whether it's the owner coming to us or code enforcement referring it over.
Got it. So you have to because of the code that's written?
Generally, yes. We try to support the code.
Got it. I feel like it's nicely done, and I don't know if there's any other questions, but I'd like to make a motion.
I don't have any questions.
Do you have any questions?
I guess.
My motion is to approve.
Okay. All right, motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion carries then. That's it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, now we move to the second portion, which is going to be UC-26-0041-BM Highland LLC. Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Say the business name? Just BM Highland, right?
Yeah, Highland LLC, yeah. So you'll say your name, spell your last name, and your address.
The property or?
You, yourself.
Okay.
It could be either the property's address or your address. Doesn't
can I say both?
Oh.
Either one.
Okay. So my name is Brian and my last name is Hauregui, Jauregui, and the address is 3060 South Island Drive.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much here to get a special use permit. We are a boxing gym here. I'm one of the owners of the boxing gym. So we're pretty much just trying to, since it's an industrial road, I think they need us to get a special use permit for the classes, since we are running classes for kids and adults and all ages. That's it. And I also do have site plans, parking analysis, and the map. I got copies for all of you.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. All good. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, that's okay. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess this is like this.
That's cool.
Wait, we're gonna have a boxing ring. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. Stay in
shape. I don't want to break anything. Okay. Well, at least he has a lot of parking.
Oh, wow.
Here you go.
Okay. What's it gonna look like?
No.
Well, they have a kids area.
That's nice.
So you can bring the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to open to the public. If the public has any questions about this item?
We're good.
No? Okay, does the board have any questions? No?
No, none for me.
None for you?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Judy?
I don't have any questions. Mm-hmm. It looks very nice.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, so I will do a motion to pass. Is in favor? All those in favor to pass this motion?
Approve.
Approve the item.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Have
your paper.
Oh, thank you.
You can use it for your next meeting.
Okay.
Well, that's right. You have another meeting.
Yeah, but you're not quite there.
That's right. You have another meeting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you. All right. Now, the third item we're going to hear is the CC-25-0904 Smith, Abigail, and Anderson Charles. Okay.
My name is Mohammed Al-Tarbous, 4467 Jules Road Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89139. And I'm representing Charles and Abigail in regards to their empty lot that they want to build a new house in. So it's like in the neighborhood of like a single family residence, but in like 2025 they updated the zoning code that now it's like RM18 instead of R3. So we're requesting a rezone or change of zone from RM18 to RS3.3, and that's just to kind of like do something similar to what is already in the neighborhood, which is like a single family residence. And we do have like the plans and meet the current setbacks, so there's no really other waivers that we're requesting. It's just to kind of do like a single family residence for it. But we have a full like plan set. And there's like a parcel map with the assessor's map. Yeah, like you can kind of see the neighborhood. It's like all this block, it's all single family houses. And the one highlighted is on the corner. That's our lot. And that's our present.
So I'm going to open to the public again, see if you guys have any comments, questions.
I have a question. So this is an older neighborhood. It's known for having a certain look to it. How do these plans, how does this fit into the
neighborhood?
The neighborhood? This looks very, very modern, which is a departure
There's
from what the neighborhood
was. We actually built one next door, but that was like before the 24, like in 2024. And it's like similar look. It's just like it was actually the adjacent lot next to it, and the builder is here. It's Sam and Antoine.
We're our neighbors.
Okay. How was this design received by the neighborhood?
The design was received very good, and we are not the first modern house was built there. In 2022, there was 2189 Queens Courtyard, which is another modern house. Modern house was built there. We have 2847, which is also built there with the modern. So we have about three or four houses that are brand new. Currently, we have another house going on modern. So everyone is happy with it. The HOA, they are helping us because we are, again, getting the life back to this community with the new blood, and everyone is happy, and they've been very cooperative with it. And I can show you the house that we just finished there, which is online if you would like to see it.
We are like adjacent to
we are 2818. We are the adjacent lot.
Okay.
So I'm Abigail Smith. This is my husband, Charles Anderson. And when we bought before we decided to buy a lot, we were looking at the other homes, and a lot of the homes are being remodeled and including the front elevation to make them more modern. The HOA's big stipulation, and the thing that we got a kick out of and encouraged us to buy it as a lot and build our own, was the requirement is you need a two-car garage. That's the country club's requirement for what architecturally it looks like, and what you would see if you choose to drive through the neighborhood is the houses have tremendous diversity. And that was one of the things that we liked about it, because we didn't want to move into a cookie cutter suburban, oh, I got the X, oh, I have the Y. You know, we wanted to do something that was more unique and felt like more of an organic neighborhood. Thank you.
A lot of these older homes in the neighborhood, if you drive there, and actually just to point the location for you, it's Las Vegas Country Club. It's in that community inside, you know, the golf course. So if you go see a lot of these older homes, they're getting all facelifts to look like the homes that we are like building.
I don't think that's true, but I appreciate the point that you're trying to make.
You just mentioned it's the country club inside the country club?
Yeah, it's the country club.
I know it very well.
Mm-hmm. Any other member of the board have any other more questions? No? Maybe?
I can motion to approve with staff condition. And I don't think they put any conditions, they just approved it. Just the staff recommendation was approval. So I motion to approve.
All right, I got a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, and now we move to general business.
No general business,
sir. All right, and now we move to the comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdictions, will be held with no discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda items. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. Clearly say your name and address, and please spell your last names for the records. If any members of the board would wish to extend the length of the presentation, will be done by the chairperson and by a majority vote by the council. No questions. All right. All right. Our next meeting will be March 10, 2026. Meeting adjourned.
I'm sorry. Those plans are hideous. Like, that is like come in and tell me that you have zero taste.
Hey, you like what you like, man.
All right, they're out of the room.
The meeting is over.